Approach, Sir Andrew. Not to be in bed after midnight is to be up betimes, and Dalucullo surgery, thou knowest.
Nay, by my troth, I know not. But I know to be up late is to be up late.
A false conclusion. I hate it as an unfilled can. To be up after midnight and to go to bed then is early, so that to go to bed after midnight is to go to bed betimes. Does not our life consist of the four elements?
Faith, so they say. But I think that it rather consists of eating and drinking.
Thou art a scholar. Let us therefore eat and drink. Mayor, I say, soup of wine.
Here comes the fool, Faith.
Oh, no, my hearts. Did you never see the picture of we three?
Welcome, Ash. Now let's have a catch.
By my troth, the fool has an excellent breast. I had rather than 40 shillings. I had such a leg and so sweet a breath to sing as the fool has. In sooth, thou wast in very gracious fooling last night when thou spokest of pygrometers, of the vapians passing the equinoctial of Queen's. 'Twas very good, i'faith. I sent thee sixpence for thy leman, hadst it?
I did in petticoat thy gratility, for Malvolio's nose is no whipstock. My lady has a white hand, and the myrmidons are no bottle alehouses.
Excellent! Why, this is the best fooling when all is done. Now, a song.
Come on, there's sixpence for you. Let's have a song.
There's a testrel of me, too, if one night to give a...
Would you have a love song or a song of good life?
Oh, love song, a love song.
I care not for good life. Excellent, good faith.
Good, good.
A mellifluous voice, as I am true knight.
A contagious breath.
Very sweet and contagious, i'faith.
To hear by the nose, it is dulcet in contagion. But shall we make the welkin dance indeed? Shall we rouse the night owl in a catch that'll draw three souls out of one weaver? Shall we do it?
And you love me, let's do it. I am a dog to catch.
By a lady, sir, and some dogs will catch well.
Most certain. Let our catch be thou knave.
Hold thy peace, thou knave knight. I shall be constrained in to call thee knave knight.
'Tis not the first time I've constrained one to call me knave. Begin, fool, it begins. Hold thy peace.
I shall never begin if I hold my peace.
Good, i'faith. Come, begin.
Hold thy peace. I prithee, hold thy peace.
Hold thy peace, and I prithee, hold thy peace.
Hold thy peace, I prithee, hold thy peace.
Hold thy peace,
I prithee,
hold
thy peace.
Hold thy peace,
hold
thy peace. Hold thy peace.
What a catamaran do you keep here? If my lady have not called up her steward Malvolio and bid him turn you out of doors, never trust me.
My lady's a Cretan. We are politicians. Malvolio's a Peter Ramsey. And three many men be we. Am I not concerned with this? Am I not of her blood? To my lady. Was a married brother.
Beshrew me, the knight's an admirable fooling.
Aye, he does well enough if he be disposed. But so do I, too. He does it with a better grace, but I do it more natural.
Oh, that wealth gave
December. For the love of
God, please. Love said to me, and departed in a My masters, are you mad? Or what are you? Have you no wit, manners, nor honesty but to gabble like tinkers at this time of night? Do you make an alehouse of my lady's house that she squeak out your cozier's catches without any mitigation or remorse of voice? Is there no respect of place, persons, nor time in you?
We did keep time, sir, in our catches. Snacker!
Sir Toby, I must be round with you. My lady bade me tell you that though she harbours you as her kinsman, she's nothing allied to your disorders. Oh. If you can separate yourself and your misdemeanours, you are welcome to the house. If not, and would please you to take leave of her, she is very willing to bid you farewell.
Farewell, dear heart. She's
is even so.
But I will never die. Sir Toby, there you lie.
This is much credit to you.
Shall I bid him go?
What end if you do?
Shall I bid him go and spurn?
No, you dare not.
Out of tune, sir, you lie.
Art any more than a steward?
Oh,
dost think because thou art virtuous there shall be no more cakes and ale?
Yes, by St. Anne, and ginger shall be hot in the mouth.
Thou art either right. Go, sir, rub your chain with crumbs. Stop away!
Mistress Mary, if you prize my lady's favour at anything more than contempt, you would not give means for this uncivil rule. She shall know of it by this hand!
Go, shake your ears. Oh, oh.
It were as good a deed as to drink when a man's a-hungry, to challenge him the field, and then to break promise with him and make a fool of him.
Do it, knight. I'll write thee a challenge, or I'll deliver thy indignation to him by word of mouth.
Yes, sweet Sir Toby, be patient for tonight. Since the youth of the Count's was today with my lady, she's much out of quiet. Oh. For Monsieur Malvolio,
let me alone with him. If I do not gull him into a neighbourhood and make him a common recreation, do not think I've wit enough to lie straight in my bed. I know I can do it.
Possessors, tell us something of him.
Now, he says sometimes he's a kind of Puritan.
Oh, if I thought that, I'd beat him like a dog.
What? For being a Puritan? My exquisite reason, dear knights.
Oh, I have no exquisite reason for it, but I have reason good enough.
The devil a Puritan that he is, or anything constantly but a time please, an affectioned ass that constate the old book and utters it by great swarms. The best persuaded of himself, so crammed as he thinks with excellences, that it is his grander faith that all the look on him love him. And on that vice in him will my revenge find notable cause to work.
What wilt thou do?
I'll drop in his way some obscure epistles of love. Huh? Wherein by the colour of his beard, the shape of his leg, the manner of his gait, the expression of his eye, forehead and complexion, he shall find himself most feelingly personated. I can write very like my lady, your niece. On a forgotten matter, we can hardly make distinction of our hands.
Excellent. I smell a device.
I have it in my nose, too.
He shall think by the letters that thou wilt drop that they come from my niece and that she's in love with him.
My purpose is indeed a horse of that colour.
And your horse now will make him an ass.
Ass, I doubt not.
Oh, it will be admirable.
Sport royal, I warrant you. I know my physical work with him. I'll plant you two and let the fool make a third where he shall find the letter. Observe his construction of it. For this night to bed and dream on the event. Farewell.
Good night, friend Cecilia.
Before me, she's a good wench.
She's a beagle. True bred. And one that adores me. What of that?
I was adored once, too.
That's the bad night. Thou'dst need send for more money.
If I cannot recover your niece, I'm a foul way out.
Send for money, knight. If thou hast her not in the end, call me cut.
If I do not, never trust me. Take it how you will.
Oh, come. Come on, go burn some sack. It's too late to go to bed now.
Good night. Good night.